Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back here, everybody, to Journey into the Light. We're glad you are here, and we got a great show lined up for you this hour, so call on in as Joshua Darnell is here, and it's been several weeks. I'm so glad to have him back, and he's going to be taking your phone calls, okay? So dial on in right now, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone if you want to come on and you have a question. Okay, so if you don't press the 1, I won't see you to come on with a question. Alrighty? All right, we're glad you are here. And to contact Joshua, you can reach him at his website. The link is right here on the show page. So very easy to do. And you can do that actually while you're listening to the program. And so let's go to the phones here and let's bring in my good friend, Joshua Darnell, to the show. Welcome back, Josh.
Hey, Michael. Great to be back.
Yeah, great to have you here. And, you know, before we go to the phone lines, let the listeners know, too. You know, I'm super excited, you know, to be at the first of the year. We're going to be starting our, you know, the second show you're on with me and another guest. that we're going to do with Weem, who's on my shows on Mondays, and she's from Iraq, born in Baghdad, now, you know, here in the in America. And we're going to be talking about, you know, the connection of spirituality with our what's going on in the world today and events and politics and mixing it together, because I think people really want to and they need to stay informed now more than ever. What's your thoughts on that, Josh?
Yeah, I'm excited about it as well. You know, I mean, we did that show 2 weeks ago with her, and she's obviously, I mean, with all of her books that she's done and with, you know, with her incredible experience and just the things that she's done in her life, and just, you know, have the utmost respect for her. So I feel very blessed and privileged to be able to share space, you know, with her and to talk about these issues. And I think that the audience, as well as myself, will be blessed, you know, by just getting her take, you know, getting her opinion on the different issues that are taking place because of her unique perspective and her experience and what she's gone through.
Yeah, because I think, you know, this, you know, new year when you come on with a new president and administration, more than ever, we need to be aware and be observant of what's going on, because case in point, which I thought was very alarming yesterday, when the new head of the EPA, who's supposed to watch out for the environment, is the attorney general from my great state of Oklahoma. And everybody knows about all of the fracking that's happened in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. that has caused all the earthquakes. And so no one in charge here in this state where I live in Oklahoma in government was ever watching out for the people or the land. They just let, you know, big oil just have at it, you know. And if he's in charge of the EPA over the whole country, it's like we better watch out.
Oh, yeah, that's just – and you're exactly right, Michael, and that's well said. And unfortunately – that I could say that about a lot of his nominations, you know, thus far. You know, unfortunately, you know, he's been really, you know, choosing people, you know, from the South and, you know, and really with people, you know, that have very old, archaic, you know, beliefs, you know, in terms of how to do things. So, you know, I'm all for, you know, giving Trump a chance, and everyone's kind of hyping him as the next Reagan. You know, to me, that's pretty hopeful. But you know, we, you know, you are who you choose to surround yourself with, and you know, his picks have been pretty much justifying exactly who he's been on the campaign trail. So, it's a scary time, but it's also a time, you know, that all of us have to wake up and take action. You know, and that doesn't necessarily mean protesting or demonstrating or any those type of things. Although if you're led to do that, you know, God bless you, definitely go for it. But it just means for all of us to really take the next step in our lives. I mean, all of us, you know, can really, if we were to sit down and look in the mirror, you know that we can be better in some facet in our life. And usually it's more than one facet. And when I'm working with my clients, you know, I talk about the seven dimensions of wellness. And the seven dimensions of wellness are your spiritual, your mental, which means, you know, how you feed in your mind, your emotional body, which means, you know, how much peace do you have throughout the day, your physical body, your body temple, your professional life, your relationships, as well as your financial life. And for me personally, it's been really a time of action in terms of, you know, honestly, what Spirit told me over the weekend was, you know, sell your PlayStation, you know, and take action. And, you know, so that's what I did, you know, and I love my PlayStation. You know, after I see about 8 to 10 clients a day, there's nothing more that I like than get my PJs and, you know, play a couple baseball games and just kind of check out. But Spirit said no more, you know, so I, you know, I sold it. And the Spirit with that was just that, you know, it's time for me to be the best man that I can be, to be the best professional I can be, to be the best spiritual, you know, person that I can be. And I know that there are things that I can do better, you know, with my business, as well as my own spiritual growth, as well as, you know, just even keeping in touch with my relationships and the people that I value the most. And there's just so many things that I can do more. And that's what Trump's presidency, as well as, you know, his continuing choices of ignorance, in my opinion, you know, has done for me. You know, it doesn't, for me personally, it doesn't do anything for me to bitch about it on Facebook. You know, it's more about, although there's nothing wrong with that, you know, it's good, you know, that people are doing that to inform people and enlighten people about what's taking place. But for me, you know, I really love Gandhi, you know, and what he says is, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world, and I've got to be better. And I hope that by me doing that, and for all of us, you know, being a better men and women, that we can, you know, change this country. And, you know, Michael, you brought it up perfectly, you know, off air when you talk about, you know, the Dakota pipeline. You know, that's a perfect demonstration of if all of us rally together, you know, there, Trump cannot do anything, because we the people still have the power. And all we have to do is take action and really get involved and not put our heads in the clouds anymore with mindless sports, with mindless TV, but really to take action and really to get involved. And that's really what's on my heart lately.
Well, yeah, that's very well said. I think we need to, just like this pipeline, you know, Sunday, great news came out. They're going to reroute it because President Obama intervened. But now a lot of the tribes there are staying because they don't trust the new administration is not going to, go ahead and nix the, you know, the rerouting of the pipeline and just go straight in, which Trump has said he's going to do. And the owners of the pipeline said they're still not going to go around. They're just going to wait for Trump to come in there as president. So we can pray and hope, and I hope for the best too. And but you know, when you got the likes of Linda McMahon from the WWE coming in as you know, I don't know, but anyway.
Yeah, and you're right, you know, and we do have to be on guard, because we have to make the choice of what takes place. And, you know, and I said this 2 weeks ago when with Weem, and, you know, when we were talking about these type of things. But, you know, this administration can get really bad. I mean, it could get really, really bad. But at the end of the day, it was the German people that allowed Hitler to do what he did. And so at the end of the day, if Trump does things that is against the good of all people, then we can all rally against that, and we can take a stand. And the pipeline, the Dakota pipeline, is an example of that. Obviously, you know, in my opinion, President Obama is a much higher consciousness president and individual. I think he's one of the most brilliant presidents we've had in a very long time. But, you know, but it took time for even him to take action. You know, it took time for all of these petitions, and I signed them, you know, all these, you know, emails and petitions that were taking place, you know, to have it stop. It wasn't until until enough people unified together where President Obama finally said, okay, fine, we'll go ahead and do this. And that's what we can do, no matter who's a president, no matter who's in our administration. We do have the ability and the power in this country. And, you know, one of my favorite quotes by Margaret Mead, she says, never doubt that a small group of people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And so that's where we all have the choice to stand on guard.
Yeah, and I was seeing earlier, I think it's just so telling that Trump was given a speech, you know, a crowd again, a campaign style, and unbelievable. But as he was leaving, I'm really observant on people's actions. It tells you a lot. And And I was, as he was leaving, they had it all planned out. He'd go out this ramp. And while he went out this ramp, he waved and he took in the adoration. And he just, you could tell he was just, you know, taking that fully in. Just all the ego is just feeding it to him. And then he just went through the curtain and see ya. Now, I've shaken the hand of President Clinton when he was here about 6 months ago. And he went down the front row and shook everybody's hand. And I remember seeing even President Obama while he was president, when he would give a public speech, he would do the same. And Trump is like, okay, I won. You know, it's never been about the people. It's always been about him. And I just made that observation just a couple hours ago. So that was pretty telling.
We could talk for the next 6 hours of we could fill the next the next 2 days with how with who he is, but a year and a half of campaigning and talk about
right.
that didn't stop him. So it
right.
really is just about us. It's like it's like there's nothing wrong with us pointing the finger and saying, hey, this isn't right, but we also have to do our own inner work inside our own home, and we have to be better. We have to raise the consciousness because we've got to do the work. And if we're just on the soapbox bitching and complaining, but we're not changing our life, then that's a bunch of BS. And so we've got to change our life. We've got to be better in all facets of our life, as well as observing what is not in alignment for the good of the whole. Because our country was founded on, principles that are all about, whatever the law is good for the majority of the people. That's what our forefathers wanted. And, and it says in our Pledge of Allegiance, for liberty and justice for all, not just white males. And so we've got to hold, this is the time we've got to take action.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's see who's on the phone lines here, Josh, and see what the questions are. So everybody call on in, 347-884-8245. And let's go here and go to Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to bring in Dwight to the show. Hang on just a minute. All right, Dwight, you're on.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hi, Dwight. What can we help you with?
Yes, I want to know about this new journey I'm starting, information with this new journey.
Well, tell me about it. You don't have to get into the whole story, but is it with a relationship? Is it profession? What's going on?
Oh, well, it's really my whole life, really. Everything is kind of pivoting at this moment.
Cool. And so what do you feel is taking place? Like, what's the energy with it for you?
You know what? I really don't know. It's more of a thing, like, I'm not supposed to know, but I'm still curious.
Well, for the show, because I do psychic readings all day long. So for this purpose of the show, it's more about kind of like more of a teaching aspect, and I will include some intuitive stuff in it. But I would love for the audience to kind of learn from you in what your situation is taking place. So what kind of like details would you like to share? Obviously, you don't have to go into a whole long story, but just kind of what's the crux of this for you? It sounds like you're kind of taking a step of faith. Is that right?
Yeah, right. Change.
Okay, right. And so what is that for you? Like, what is it – how does that feel to you in your heart? Do you feel scared? Do you feel confident? Do you have a peace that surpasses all understanding? What is this like for you?
I don't know.
Are you wanting I go ahead.
I'm just open.
You're just open? So In calling, okay. So in calling, were you just wanting some affirmation, knowing that you're on the right track?
Not really. I was really trying to get some insight. I had like dreams about this. Like I pretty much had a dream, a series of dreams. It's kind of like in a form of like a movie trailer of my whole life. So snippets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, past this point. It's very concerning, I guess. I'm concerned as far as the turnout outcome.
The turnout of this new path for you?
Yes.
Okay. And so, okay, so then what is that fear? Then for you?
Did you say fear or feel?
Yeah. Fear. Like, what did the dream make you fearful of or concerned of?
Well, I don't know. As far as fear, I don't have that much of any fear, but I have seen some things as far as war, you know. Which, I don't know, I don't think I'm that fearful of that. And
okay.
It's a part of me that actually will want that, you know. Like, if people want on this planet want war then or start wars, then I'm down with it. I mean, what else
okay.
You can do? You either embrace it or you resist. Resisting is... worse.
Okay. All right. Why don't we let Dwight collect his thoughts there, and let's go to Brianna in Kansas. Welcome to the show, Brianna.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to know what you see or feel for my love life.
What do you feel or see for your love life?
I have no clue. That's why I called in.
Yeah. Again, so what's taking place right now in your love life that?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, nothing. Okay, cool. So then, basically, what you're wanting then is to manifest your God man. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so the way that we do that is by energetically aligning with the love of our own life. And the way that we do that is literally like every single morning, and I promise you this will work. If every single morning you wake up and you meditate, do you have a meditation practice right now?
No.
Okay. Does meditation interest you at all?
What?
Do you want to meditate?
I mean, I'm open to anything.
Okay. So if you meditate and basically like sit down and just spend a few moments, the way that I always recommend is like day one, 1 minute, day two, 2 minutes, day three minutes, and just kind of build up the time. And meditation isn't just a spiritual teaching. It's also now psychology. Most of psychologists have now adopted the idea of mindfulness. Or meditation, and it's just that idea of really sitting and being with yourself. If you meditate and feel that what it's like to be in a relationship, then you will then energetically demonstrate to the universe that you are ready to now be in that relationship, because we actually manifest not from our words or from our mind, but actually from our feeling tone. The universe always reflects back to us how I'm feeling about myself. And so we don't want to just manifest any relationship. We want like a nice, healthy relationship that really mirrors you. And so the way to do that is to really up-level our own life by loving ourselves. And I know that that's kind of like a cliche way of thinking and saying it, But it's kind of really what I was talking about earlier, to say, okay, Let me evaluate my spiritual life, my mental life, my emotional life, my physical life, my professional life, my relationships, as well as my financial life. And how do I feel about where I'm at in those seven dimensions of wellness? And if I just improve one area of my life, what that does, like, for example, with me, you know, going to the gym, like, if we want something new, we have to do something new. And so it could be going to the gym, or it could be meditating, or it could be actually doing a budget. Anything that allows us to feel prouder of who we are and loving ourselves just an inch more, that then magnifies our aura that then allows the antenna of possibility to come into our awareness and then attract that man to you. And so by meditating every single morning, and spending time in that meditation of vibrationally feeling your God man and really declaring to the universe who you want as your God man, you know, like, who is he spiritually, who is he mentally, who is he emotionally, who is he in those seven dimensions of wellness, and then you also work on your own self, that will magnify and bring that person into you. And if you do that work, it's going to happen. Right now, emotionally, you know, will you have another boyfriend? Of course you will. Like, I feel like you will probably, like, around February 14th, 15-ish. But you're going to continue to attract the same guys that you've been attracting if you don't change, if you don't shift, if your emotional body doesn't shift.
Well, you don't see my ex coming back to you.
No, but, well,
what?
This is what I'm getting at, though. It's all about us. Like, a psychic can tell you a lot of different things, but it may not come true unless you do the work. And, and I could tell you all these things about, your ex is going to come back around May and da-da-da-da-da. But if you shift today, if you choose a different life today, if you actually do the inner work, a whole new world of possibilities will open up for you. And that's how God works. That's how this universe works. That as soon as we shift our own inner world, like, your dreams can come true. But it has to start with our own inner work.
I agree 100% with everything you're saying. My major is actually a psychology, so I have a little connection
right
with you.
That's my background. So, you know, so congratulations. What are you, MFT or what specialty?
Well, I'm thinking of family and children.
Oh yeah. So MFT, marriage and family therapy. Yeah, that's what I'm getting my doctorate in. So,
that's
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, and feel free to get my number.
Real quick, I want to go on to someone else. Are you saying, like, if I'm on the path right now, you see my ex coming back, but if I change my mindset and meditate and work on myself.
On the path that you're on right now, you're going to continue to beat your head against the wall when it comes to men. And that's why I was saying it's time to shift. Your third chakra, your emotional body, it's not like your mind is good, your heart is good, but the emotional body is still going for that immature boy. And until you shift and feel
that's
that you deserve better and feel that you deserve more, you're going to continue to attract the same person.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
it. Yourself. Sure.
Okay, thanks for your call. And if anybody else wants to call in, the number is 347-884-8245. We're speaking about relationships mainly, but any question you have. But I think the point you're making so well, Josh, is because I do these shows all day, and you're showing how important it is you do the work to achieve what you're wanting to achieve, because without that, anybody can give you a psychic prediction, but it's not have a whole lot of meaning to it. It's like, you know, I could flip a coin and say yes or no, he's coming back, but right.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that psychics are really working on your current vibrational pattern, on your current vibrational road. And so they can see based off of where you're projecting to be. But you can shift and change any single time you want. And also, a psychic can tell you all these amazing things, but unless you do the work and unless you say yes to it, it's not going to happen. Or it'll happen, you know, 20 years later than what the psychic told you it would. So we have to do our inner work, and that's where, I, as much as I love the psychic profession and I've been around psychics all my life and have gone to them all my life, the one thing that we are missing is that we do not tell a lot of us, you know, don't tell people how to do the work. And so it can't be just this like feel good type of thing. It has to be, hey, this is where you're at. This is where your energetic vibration is going, and do A, B, and C, and this will help you, you know, attain your goals. Because each and every one of us, no matter where we are in our life, I don't care if you're bankrupt. I don't care if you've never had a love your entire life. I don't care what your story is. With God and Goddess, anything can happen. If we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. And so no matter what our past has been, that does not dictate our future. And all we have to do is change. All we have to do is try something new. And that will completely rewrite the destiny of our life. And that's not only for us, but also for our country, you know, and this entire world. We're the ones that make the choice. We are God in flesh. Nothing's happening to us. We are co-creating it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, the old saying, your past doesn't define your future, but to change that, you got to do the work. And that's what I always, you know, tell my listeners. It's like, you know, anybody can say this is coming, they ain't coming, but it's unless you go and you do the work, you make the changes in your life, nothing's going to change. Like you just told her, you know, at this rate, you know, and that's why people keep calling, they keep finding the bad job, the bad job, the bad job, or the bad date, the bad date, the bad date, because they're not making any changes in their life, not the person they're bringing in, their life.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I love, you know, really relationships, and that's why I'm getting my doctorate, in essence, you know, in relationships. It's not just about our relationship with a significant other, but it's our relationship with ourselves. It's our relationship with our car, with money, with our friends and our family, with nature, with our own home, just everything. Everything is a relationship in this, you know, in this material plane. And we are only something in relationship to another thing. That's how this works. We live in a duality world. And so we do not know up if we don't know down. We do not know tall unless we know small. And so we are constantly in relationship with everything, and those relationships are mirroring back to us who we are. And if we look at life like that, you know, then we can shift and change. If we look at how things are taking place in our life and recognizing, okay, I need to take personal responsibility for this. How did I attract this to me? You know, what in me, you know, keeps attracting the same people but with different names? What in me keeps attracting, you know, job after job after job, you know, no stability? Or what in me keeps rehearsing a story that I can't have money? You know, because all these things are lies, and they're really inherited, you know, usually from our parents or our society or whatever it may be. And that's where we talk about getting out of the victimhood and start getting into our manifestation mode. And that's why the best way to take responsibility for our life and to start creating our life and to start really becoming a manifestor of our life is by meditating or mindfulness. It's really the same thing, just different names. And sitting and declaring to the universe what I want. It always starts with what I want. We must declare and know what we want, and then from there we must feel what we want. And that's the biggest indicator. I must feel in my emotional body that I'm worthy of a relationship. I must feel in my emotional body that I'm worthy of abundance and you know, for having a good job and making money. I must feel my emotional body, that I'm, you know, worthy in all aspects of my life. And action is the path to that, because we can't seduce, you know, through words or mantras, you know, our emotional body. Our emotional body always knows the truth. And so we've got to take action, because that's the number – action is the number one thing that will convince the emotional body that we deserve better. And once the subconscious or the emotional body starts feeling that we deserve better, it then manifests that. And that's how it works. And it is a science. It is a law. And when you step into that, in that way, it happens. And then you start speaking from it. You start thinking from that vibrational tone. And then the manifestation, you know, really occurs. And it starts occurring faster and faster the more that you can really vibrationally align yourself with what you want, the feeling tone of what you want.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, one last thing, Josh, I was going to ask you about is earlier you were talking about, selling the PlayStation and getting after it and get rid of your game, you know, football games and shows and things. But I'm wondering how, like for myself, after I'm done with a full day of shows, calling people, all this stuff that I do, some days are really long, 10, 11 hours. And so I find before I go to bed, I have got to unwind. And I find that with either a game or some of my shows that I really enjoy, it helps, you know, without any stimulant. I can just sit there, enjoy, and just, you know, relax so that I'm can go to sleep and I can wake up the next day, you know, fresh. And I do this also so I don't burn out. I've never burned out. I don't want to do that. So how do you do that? How do you balance that without having that? I don't.
Well, yeah, and I think what you're describing is actually really healthy, you know, because – that's the thing. It's not that the video games are bad. It's not that mindless TV is bad. It's about, you know, how much energy are we putting into it? Because, of course, in a perfect world, you know, if I just played a video game, you know, maybe once a night when I'm done at 10 o'clock at night, you know, played till 11 and then went to sleep, like there would be no problem with it. But for me, where I'm at, you know, with it, it's not just one game. It turns into 4 and 5 and 6 games sometimes. And, you know, I'm really blessed to have the lifestyle I have where I can basically do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. And sometimes I get a little stubborn and, you know, I say, oh, well, I'll take care of, you know, A, B, and C later. And I'm going to play these video games right now. And it's just not, so that's not good in terms of, and definitely a part of me will miss it, but it's not good in terms of the overall choices of who I want to be. And so it's not that any of these things are bad. It's about what our relationship is to it. You know, 10 years ago, I gave up martial arts, and martial arts is probably my first love. I mean, martial arts is probably the closest thing to my heart, you know, besides, you know, obviously my family or whatnot. And, but I gave it up because I felt like I wasn't spiritually mature to do it anymore. And what I meant by that was that, in wanting to be a spiritual man, you know, I am called to love people first and to walk away from conflict and to do everything in my power not to have any type of physical violence. Well, you know, the martial arts that I was a part of, and which really, you know, in America is kind of the focus. It's all about fighting and nothing but fighting. And so by focusing on fighting, I was not spiritually mature enough to – I observed my thoughts of when a potential conflict happened, and it wasn't that I wanted to hurt anyone, but it was like, this person wants to mouth off, or this person wants to say something to me. And it's like – and there was a thought of, oh, okay, let me confront this, whereas – but that's not who I want to be. You know, but because I was in that vibrational field of fighting, you know, and being a trained fighter, that wasn't serving me anymore. And so that's why it's so important to really, know where we're coming from and know what we're feeding our mental body and what we're feeding our emotional body and how that affects us. And so I quit martial arts because I wanted to only focus on love and only focus on peace, because I tend to be more inclined to fight. I mean, I'm a former football coach. So there's that part of me, there's that animal part of me that loves to roar. And so, but that's not who I wanted to be anymore. And so, but for another person, you know, that probably wouldn't be a problem. So it's just all about really observing what we're in relationship with and how does that serve us? Does it serve our highest and its vision for who we are? And if it does, great. If it doesn't, you know, let's disregard it. Let's put it on the shelf and maybe come back to it, you know, later. So that's all my point is just that we've got to let go of the distractions. And, you know, what I find is so many of my clients come to me and say, well, when am I going to be in a relationship? And I tell them, you're not supposed to be in a relationship right now, because when you're in a relationship, it distracts you from what you're supposed to be doing. And so many of us are running away from success. We're running away from the good that the universe really wants to give us, and we're distracting ourselves through video games or mindless TV or you know, chasing after someone or being in a relationship with someone. And because when we're in a relationship, you know, we put all of our extra spare time into that person, and then we ignore ourselves. And so these type of distractions can be in anything. It could be through food. It could be through even too much exercise. We have to have balance in our life, and we have to nurture all aspects of ourselves so that we can be the best self possible.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good stuff. It makes a lot of sense. Definitely. Some good balance. And, yeah, I mean, why, you know, sit in front of your TV for just hours and hours and hours and just, like, be productive and whatever your dreams are, go out and live them. I mean, when they say the old saying, you know, time goes by so fast in life, it's really true. I mean, it's the old saying, too, you know, well, the kids grow up so quick. It's true, too. You know, my kids, I thought were just twins, a little small, you know, little babies not so long ago. Now they're 22. And, like, where all that time go? So how fast, you know?
Yeah, and the reality is that all of us are not living the life that we can have, and so we've got to get rid of the distractions. We've got to release the things that are distracting us for what God really wants us to manifest in this life. You know, are we doing some great things? Yes. Like, you know, I'm blessed that I change lives every single day, but there's still so much more I can do. There's just still so much more opportunity. And Spirit constantly is giving me those visions, you know, and it's just time for me to, you know, to say yes to all of it. And I share that to say that that's for all of us. There's always something more that we can do. There's always something more that we can grow into. And life is about constant growth and constant dying of the old self and bringing in the new self. And those of us that say things like, you know, oh, I'm content, or I'm, you know, I'm happy and everything's stable, da 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 da. No, if you don't change, life will change you. And that's what you don't want. The tarot teaches us that. The tarot teaches that there's four change cards. The high priestess and the hermit. The high priestess is about change through intuition. The hermit's about change through isolation. We want to change in those areas. If we want to change through our own isolation and through our own intuition, because if we don't, then we get the death card. The death card's about change through release. And then if we don't listen to that, then we get the tower card. And that's when you're going to come home and find your wife sleeping with someone else, or you're going to, you know, be at a job for 20 years and then all of a sudden get fired, or you're going to get in that car accident or whatever. The universe doesn't care about pain. The universe cares about your spiritual growth, and that's it. And so we've got to always be listening and checking in so that we can move and grow through insight, and so that we don't get the pain.
Yeah, that's so true. Wow, that's powerful. But yeah, so Josh, man, I can see why you help your clients so much, and you're awesome.
I'm grateful.
You really are.
Thank you.
So how do folks reach you? What's the best ways?
Best way? My phone number is 310-310-8792 out here in West LA, but I do phone readings, you know, all across the world. I do couples counseling through Skype, you know, all across the nation. And then, you know, we also, you know, have a financial business where I've got a team, you know, of great people that, you know, they're on my team where we actually help, we actually do free financial counseling to help people fall in love with money, to embrace the root chakra, and we do free, you know, budget analysis, and we call it, you know, free financial freedom reports, and really talk to people about their emotional body and because it's the emotional body that's blocking our abundance. It's the emotional body that's blocking our good. And so we really work with them through metaphysics to help them really receive, you know, all the good that God has to give to people. And we also are really blessed where we're appointed by, you know, the top 10, you know, companies in the nation, where we also, you know, provide real, you know, financial products that really help people, again, in the root chakra, way of stability and, you know, investments and insurance and all those type of things. So I keep definitely very busy, but that's my passion, you know, help people spiritually, help people in their own relationships, and also help people financially so that each and every individual can have all that life has to offer.
All righty. We have it all hooked up here on the show page, folks, the link and the phone number, and it's all right there. So, Josh, I want to thank you so much for always great shows, always great learning time. So always enjoy it.
Thank you, Michael. And I guess I forgot to mention my website too, drjoshua.org, and that's drjoshua.org. And thank you, Michael. Yeah, I always love your audience, and I always love the opportunity to be on.
All righty. Hang on, my friend, and thank you. And everybody else, thanks for listening to this episode, and we do appreciate you. I should be on tomorrow night. I believe I got one show tomorrow night, Friday night. So thanks again. Everybody have a great Thursday night, and much love to all of you. And thanks for listening here to Journey into the Light.
got a mighty race. Alleluia. Alleluia. For the Lord got a mighty race. Alleluia. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye.
King was looking down, the jester stole.